In 2018, the U.S. national parks were visited more than 300 million times. And most of these guests went in hoping to connect with nature and enjoy the scenery and wildlife. But a new plan from an advisory committee to the Interior Department has outlined proposals that critics say would dramatically change the face of our national parks by commercializing them. If the proposal is passed, we may see national parks with Wi-Fi and food trucks and drastically higher entrance fees. The plan is just one example of the major policy changes the Trump administration has proposed through its Interior Department. Jimmy Tobias, a contributor for The Guardian and The Nation, has been following the shifts in the agency. And I asked him to start by breaking down exactly what this department does.
The Interior Department is an incredibly powerful agency. It employs roughly 70,000 people. It controls almost 500 million acres of land across the country. That's about one-fifth of the U.S. land mass. It manages vast reserves of oil and gas, other precious minerals, as well as the Outer Continental Shelf. It runs dams across the West. It's the prime enforcer of the Endangered Species Act. And a recent federal study found that roughly a quarter of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States derive from fossil fuels that are drilled on federal land.
Who's running the agency right now? And where do many of the folks who work there come from?
The Trump administration has stocked the agency with former lobbyists and conservative activists and ideologues. You've got David Bernhardt, the current Interior Secretary. He's a former lobbyist for Big Ag and the oil and gas industry. You've got his closest personal friend and Lieutenant Assistant Secretary Doug Dominick, who came from a Koch brother-funded think tank in Texas that fights environmental protections. You've got Daniel Giorgiani, a former advisor to the Koch brothers, who's the top lawyer at the Interior Department. You've got William Perry Pendley, who is a longtime conservative activist who has fought in the courts against protections for public lands. He's now overseeing the agency's Bureau of Land Management. So these are the sorts of folks that are there now, people with deep, long histories with industry and conservative activist groups.
Now, thanks to in part to your reporting here, there are some members of the Interior Department that are under investigation from the Inspector General's office. What is that about?
The Interior Department's Inspector General is investigating allegations against no fewer than seven top officials at the agency, mostly for ethical violations after they took office. I'll give you an example. Assistant Secretary Doug Dominick, he used to work for this Koch brother-funded think tank in Texas. As soon as he took office, he started turning around and inviting his former employer into the agency, putting them in touch with top officials, providing them with access. And that sort of activity is a pretty blatant violation of federal ethics rules.
There's been reporting recently that there was a proposal regarding the use of public lands and the idea of opening up those public lands to privatization. Tell us what that would do. What does that exactly mean?
Well, among some quarters of the conservative movement, there's long been a push to effectively privatize the public lands, including national parks. For instance, there's a group in Montana called the Property and Environment Research Center that advocates for raising user fees and turning parks over to private operators to run. And this group and others like them have had constant access to the Interior Department during this administration. And so the Interior Department has tried to adopt some of these policies. Very recently, an advisory committee to the Interior Department put out a plan that would effectively privatize the parks and put them in the hands of private companies. It was a proposal. This plan that came out this summer recommended that the Park Service hand more campgrounds to private companies, allow them to raise fees at campgrounds. And I think effectively what they want to do is turn our protected public parks more into Disney World or Universal Studios, places where commercial operators kind of run the show. And everything seems to indicate that the leadership at the Interior Department is fully on board with that vision.
So, Jimmy, it seems like raising the price of entry to $70 a car, which is what they're proposing, would keep many families from being able to enjoy these parks. And there are also concerns about whether or not the parkland itself would be affected. I mean, if you put Wi-Fi in the park, for example, it could create noise pollution. So how far along are these proposals, and how much do you think the public is actually aware of these changes and their possible consequences?
I would say in general, the public does not have a great enough awareness of the Interior Department and how important it is. There is a major push to expand Wi-Fi across the parks. That effort is largely being driven by telecom companies and their lobbyists. The public does have input, but this administration has explicitly sought to limit public input by kind of cracking down on provisions in the National Environmental Policy Act and other things like that that are meant to give the public input. They've also gone after the Freedom of Information Act and sought to make it harder for the public to get information about the agency. So there is some public awareness. There is public involvement. There should be public involvement. But I fear that this administration, and its critics certainly fear that this administration, is doing everything it can to kind of remove the public from public lands.
How likely is it that this newest proposal will actually happen, that there will be an increasing presence of private companies in public parks?
You know, I would say it's likely. This administration, the people they're inviting into the Interior Department to hear from are the major companies, are representatives of these major companies. They're the people whose voice is dominating the conversation. And so, you know, it's definitely something to follow. The Interior Department, I do not believe, has made up its mind about this specific proposal yet. But, you know, all signs, all their past behavior would indicate that this is something they would be on board with.
And we mentioned how broad the reach of the Interior Department is. It is, you know, obviously at the center of a lot of the controversial decisions that the Trump administration has made regarding climate change. What are some of the big issues there that our listeners should know about?
The Interior Department under this administration has done everything it can to open up public lands to oil and gas drillers and other industries. They've rolled back restrictions on methane pollution on public lands. They've sought to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and the Atlantic Ocean to oil and gas drilling. They've removed protections from species like the sage grouse in order to promote oil and gas drilling out west. They have rolled back, perhaps their most controversial decision was to roll back protections for two national monuments in southern Utah in what amounted to the largest rollback of protected public lands in American history. That move took direct aim at one of our oldest conservation laws, the Antiquities Act of 1906. They've opened up lands around one of our country's oldest wilderness areas to a foreign mining company. I mean, it's been a consistent kind of drumbeat of policies like this. And all the while, top officials at the agency have held scores and scores of meetings with oil and gas industry executives, lobbyists. The Interior Department at this point, its critics contend, is basically being run by and for industry groups.
What should people who are concerned about this be doing?
I mean, these lands are probably the greatest accumulation of collective wealth in the world, possibly, and certainly in this country. And there's a lot of very powerful people who understand that and want access to that and want it for themselves. And so I think a lot of people look at national parks and think of that as sort of this egalitarian ideal at the, you know, heart of our country's landscape, you know. And so if people believe that, then there's a lot they can do to protect these places so that they don't become prohibitively expensive or ultimately private. If future administrations are serious about transformative changes like the Green New Deal, for example, they'll need to come in on day one with a plan to change the direction of this agency. They'll need to come in and leverage the massive powers of the Interior Department to make the changes they want to seek. And I do fear that the Interior Department is often, you know, under-discussed, but its impact on this country is enormous, and that's something for everyone to understand.
Jimmy Tobias is a contributing writer at The Guardian and a contributor at The Nation. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.